Welcome to Real Estate Investing for Women. On this show, you will learn how to create wealth through real estate the blissful way. That means with very little stress and very little time. We talk about strategies, mindset, heartset, money smarts, resources, and so much more to ensure you're able to create the success you most deeply desire. Now, here's your host, Monica Sawyer.
Hi, ladies. So because we're in Thanksgiving week, I want to talk a little bit about gratitude. I had such an interesting experience this weekend, and it shocked me a little bit because I've had a gratitude practice for so long. I thought that I had perfected it, and I think I have, but I am noticing that I'm expanding. Like, things still come up for me. There's room for evolution and expansion and improvement. And so I wanted to share that with you, sort of part of my journey of what's happening. So this weekend, I went for a weekend away with my husband. We are celebrating his birthday. And then also we wanted to just have some one-on-one time, just the two of us before the holidays hit. And we felt so connected. And it was just so sweet. We had such good eye contact. We spent lots of time talking about really fun things. We went out, you know, like we did what we do as a couple and just really enjoyed it. And I remember the next morning, so we had 2 days together. So it was the first day. We did all these wonderful things. And then the next morning I woke up and I was doing my gratitude practice. And in this case, you know, I hit the snooze alarm. You guys have heard this before, right? In between the first alarm and the second alarm, I say all these gratitudes. And for me, it's really about dropping down into my heart and just really feeling that gratitude, right? Like deep inside of myself, just really, really feeling it. And so the gratitudes tend to be not just, I'm so grateful for this or I'm so grateful for that, but more like, I'm so grateful for, in this particular case, it was, I'm so grateful for this amazing relationship that I have with my husband and that we've been able to maintain this for 28 years and that I can't believe that today, after all these years, I'm still so in love with him and I still crave time with him and that every moment that I spend with him, I feel blessed. So he's saying this gratitude, and then a really interesting thing happened. Like as I was pulling out of my gratitude, so the next alarm goes off, I was suddenly filled with fear. And it's been a long time since I felt this, but it was the fear of loss. It was the fear of, what if something happens to him? Or what if, for whatever reason, he decides to leave? I don't actually think any of this is going to happen. And so, I mean, we could lose somebody at any moment. I'm aware of that. But these sorts of thoughts don't normally enter my head, especially when I'm so deeply in this space of gratitude. But suddenly I was filled with fear and I caught it. So I, you know, instead of now reinforcing, maybe something could happen to him, we never know if we have another day, right? Like I need to appreciate every moment, which makes me needy and grab on to him, right? And it doesn't make me feel grateful. It makes me feel scared. And so I caught myself and I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. This is not what you want to be doing during your gratitude practice. And you're right. We never know what's going to happen tomorrow or even in the next minute, right? But what we do know is what we're feeling right now. So I was able to readjust myself. I went back into my gratitude space, really dropped into, I want to be in the present moment. I cuddled up next to him and smelled him and felt him and cuddled him and told him I loved him, right? All of those sweet things that we do. And I really focused on staying in that moment. And the reason that I really want to share this with you is I've talked in the past a little bit about make sure that your gratitude practice is serving you. It's good to have any gratitude practice, I'll say. So at least start something. But as you're doing this, focus on how is it serving you? So much of the time, people's gratitude practices support more of this fear of loss. In the same way that I just was so grateful for him and then became afraid of losing him, rather than staying in that moment of gratitude, So many people do that, right? They'll say, I'm so grateful for this beautiful home that I live in with my family. We create memories. We share love, right? I'm so grateful for that. And then the fear of, oh my God, what if I lose my job and I'm suddenly hopeless? I'm so suddenly homeless, right? So it can shift so fast. And it happened. I can't believe it happened to me, right? I'm like, I've been doing this for years, right? So I know that this happens for people. I've warned about this. But what I want you to do, so first of all, I want you to be aware is don't do a gratitude practice that turns you to a space of fear. Remember that whatever gratitude practice that you're doing, it should be setting you in a space of gratitude and keeping you there. So if it's sending you into fear, examine how you're doing it. The other thing is, I want to help you to understand how to pull out of that fear, and that is to get back into the moment. Remember my bliss moment that I always talk about? Stop, drop, and breathe. As you move into, if, like I did this weekend, if you move into fear, suddenly realize you're making up a story that doesn't exist, right? So stop your brain, say stop, say your name, stop, Monica. And then drop back into your heart and into your body and take 3 deep breaths, really deep. Feel them go in through your nose, feel it tickle the back of your belly button. Breathe it out through your mouth. You can even make a sigh. Drop your shoulders. And then from that space, stay back and get back into that moment of being fully present and say your gratitude deeply again. I hope that that was helpful. I know that doing that for myself really helped me to get back into that space of love and joy and gratitude. And we had another beautiful day together. And I hope that it helps you too. And as we're moving into the holiday season, remember, it's very hard sometimes to stay focused on what we're grateful for, because we're so pulled in so many cases, right? The holidays is my favorite time of year. Even I get pulled, right? Even I think, oh my gosh, this is so stressful, right? Those moments happen. So remember to use the stop, drop, and breathe. And every morning, remember to say your gratitudes and to say them in a way that keep you in the present and keep you grateful for all the beautiful things you've created in your life. You did that. You're amazing, right? So be grateful for what you've created. Be grateful for what the universe or God or, you know, whatever you believe in has given you. You have that right, and it'll give you joy and bliss. Have a blissful Thanksgiving holiday, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you'd like to find out more about how to become a blissful millionaire, go to blissfulinvestor.com. See you next time.